It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said. What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timf.
Hello.
Damn it, by now, if you don't know who we are, yeah, I'm not going to explain it to you anymore. I'm just not.
Devin is back from sabbatical.
Hello, hello.
How was the wedding?
It was fantastic, very hot.
Were you upset because it made you think about like how you used to be a bride and now you're just someone's wife?
Yeah, but don't worry, I took my time back.
Oh, you did?
I did a speech. It was like 6 minutes.
Wait a minute, you gave a 6-minute speech at somebody else's wedding?
At my sister's, yeah.
Wow.
Made it all about myself.
I was going to say, how many times did you talk about her versus
you? Do we have a recording of this? Can we get a sot?
Yeah, it's like
we don't do
really
sots
great.
On this.
People cried. Yeah. People cried. It was really beautiful.
Do you have any evidence of this? Is there any video evidence of this?
There might be. I could have said I had a 6-minute speech on the DNA plane today. On them.
Yeah, I'll get the evidence for you guys. Don't worry.
But I think she's patronizing us.
Yeah, I am.
No,
worried.
It was. It was a great speech, actually. If I do say so myself.
Okay,
practiced really hard.
Did Stone go?
Yeah, of course.
Is he available right now?
No.
How do you know? Just know?
Yeah, because we, as soon as we got back from our flight, we had to move into a new apartment. So we're currently, we spent the whole day yesterday.
And he died?
No, he's answer his
moving
phone.
And die.
No, I don't have my other phone with me.
So. You have two. Okay.
I do have two.
So
phones.
We have no way of confirming this epic.
I just
speech.
Take my word for it. It was really.
Yeah, we stopped doing that after the dog gate.
Your word has some asterisks.
And that's on you, honestly. That's not on us. That's on you.
Okay. Well, you know what? So you, and I wish you'd drop some of this poetry on our show sometimes. We could use the numbers.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a maid of honor speech for both of you.
I got time. You got time?
I got time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Devin is going
go
to,
ahead.
You brought notes.
Maid of honor.
No, you brought a notebook.
I have to craft something. I can't just wing a maid of honor
You can't
speech.
Give us a brief synopsis of your life-changing six, can you give us 3 minutes of your speech?
I can't give you 3 minutes, but I definitely, All right,
can you just explain, from top to bottom, basically just, if you were there in attendance, how would you describe it? Like this, you went to a wedding to see your friends get married, but lo and behold, young Devin gets up there
and just has a mic drop moment.
How would you describe it as somebody who was watching it in attendance?
It was a light roast.
Okay. So you used some insults.
I didn't insult her, but I definitely, you know, like she's prone to accidents. So I told some stories
about how she would
hurt herself for, you know, funny things that had happened through the years. I also like tied in this whole thing about my dad always says like never leave your wingman. Like you always find a wingman on your night out or when you're traveling or you know you always find a person that you don't leave their side, they don't leave your side, blah blah blah. And so like I tied in a whole thing and then with my new brother-in-law.
Was she your wingman?
Yeah, she was my wingman.
So you're basically in a very polite way saying how selfish of you to get married because
no, I said and now you're her wingman. It was like a whole time.
Stone your wingman?
Stone's my wingman, absolutely.
Okay, Kat.
It's somebody who never leaves your side. It's not somebody who's helping you try to get dates.
Yeah, wingman is who helps find someone to have sex with.
No. Concerned.
Because I had a whole theme. Don't worry. It was really good.
Okay. Well, I mean, so far, I got to say. So far, you're telling your sister, hey, I can't help you have sex anymore, but now your husband can help you bang strangers.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gathering.
Well,
and you know,
maybe that's why people thought it was such a good speech.
I mean, people were like, "Hello."
I got to be honest. If someone started giving me a speech about me being accident prone, I'd be like, "I feel like they're giving me a message that I was making a mistake." Speaking of slipping, I don't think this is a good move. Maybe someone else interpreted
it that way, but I don't think so.
So it was good. Did your sister laugh?
Yes, she cried.
She cried. She laughed. Okay. All right. Sounds like it was a good deal. Speaking of good deal, Devin, while you were away,
we did a lot of good work.
We changed the show up just to Scotch.
Okay.
So usually we talk about world problems and, you know, we usually
geopolitics.
Talk about
Right.
A lot of serious stuff,
of course.
You know, all-star panel,
every
just
week.
Us. And we kind of had an issue last week. We had an Tatiana.
Tatiana.
Who was your fill-in.
I'm glad you could find somebody on the last minute. I'm sorry.
Jason apparently had a
prior engagement.
Yeah, he had stuff going on.
All right.
She was an intern, I believe. So, but she had, we had asked for stories, you know.
Of course.
Wow, let's see what you got.
Yeah.
And she came in with a personal story. Mildly offensive, to be honest with you. Kat and I were like, whoa, we're here to solve your problems.
Okay.
But her story was so compelling that Timf and I were willing to waive our normal fee of solving problems, which is around $13,000 a piece. So it's not cheap. It's not cheap
steep.
To get us. Yeah. And she had a doozy of a problem. And I don't know if.
A real doozy.
Yeah. So do we have her today? Is she here? Okay.
I think we do.
Just to kind of get you up to speed, TT, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Okay. So, TT. Could you give us in 30 seconds or less, because Devin's attention span when it's not about her is super short.
Yeah, really short.
Sure.
Super short. Like she'll start looking around, yawning, looking at her phone. So if you could just in 30 seconds, let's just give us a brief synopsis, not like the speech that you heard before while you're on hold, of what exactly your problem was.
Okay, long story short.
That's the plan.
I have roommates that I...
And they love cocaine.
They love cocaine. I found them through the Sweats in the City Facebook group, which we have already delved into. And they told me they were moving out, and I told them that I wanted to stay in the current apartment. And so for months, I've been looking for roommates, and they've been letting me have people come look at the room. And then last week, they told me that they re-signed my lease with someone else without telling me. And so then they were kind of like, well, you've got till this date to move out. And so I had to make moves very, very quickly.
So we gave a lot of advice. We suggested taking a dump on the floor.
Wow. Yeah.
We suggested moving the mattresses out on the street.
Yep. I also said turn the lights off.
Mm-hmm.
Move out while they're at work.
Or have a party there and everybody dumps on the floor.
We actually said we could host Devin's party there and just like have a blast, have a ranger for Devin.
Oh, my God. For me, guys?
There we go. Now she's listening.
Wow.
Now there goes
See, this kid's learning.
Yeah, exactly. Bring Devin's name into it.
Devin was about to, like, sidebar, like, can we speed this up? This is not really what we signed on for today. So, and I, in terms of responding to her story sucks. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Basically doesn't sound
being
nice at
bullied
all.
Out of, but... So, Devin, she found the original apartment. She did all the paperwork.
Whoa.
She put up the bulk of the deposit to move in. And she's the one who made sure all the bills, everything's in her name. And basically, they just showed up when they wanted to, party with cocaine.
Cocaine, a lot of cocaine.
Week.
She was describing these girls. And right away, I was like, these girls do a lot of cocaine, don't they?
Yeah, and you have to understand that this was when cocaine was not legal. So, they were breaking laws. And then... out of nowhere, they told her they were going to, they didn't, she wasn't part of their clique. So, you know, they.
And they originally told her, like, yeah, we're going to go. We're not going to stay here. You go ahead, find two more rooms. And then
you're stuck with the rent.
Said, hey, today we're signing this lease with someone else. You got to go.
By a note.
Wow. Not to her face.
Not to her face. Like, hey, what's up? LOL, emoji. We're going to stay. But. We also got another roommate.
So not only are we going to stay, you got
to
go.
And she told them that she wanted to stay, too.
They made an agreement.
They told her that they were going to leave.
And then here's where it gets really, like, if we had an organ player, this is where you'd be like, dun, dun.
Yeah.
The landlord who was sending her flowers, which we still got to figure out what that was about.
Emojis, a flower. Oh, still. I mean,
in agreement with her when she said, I'm staying, they're going. He sent her a flower and like a thumbs up, like all good, like perfect.
Okay.
Like the hang loose thing.
All right. Okay.
Apparently, he spent some time in Hawaii. Picked up some things there from some the local culture. So, as far as she knew, she didn't have an issue. Everything was all bueno, as we say on the West Coast. And then they drop that on her and tell her that she needs to be out by the 28th of June. Unto which I said, no, you can squat. You don't have to go anywhere, but they're going to make your life a living hell. And then we came up with some stuff. And then ultimately...
Oh, and there's also a cat that they don't care for.
They don't care for.
It dumps all over the floor and they just leave the dumps because the litter box is so full.
That poor cat.
And we suggested kidnapping the cat.
We also suggested kidnapping the cat. If you ever want to
see this cat again and send him like a rabbit's foot.
That's why I suggested dumping on the floor. I didn't just bring it up out of nowhere.
Well, you could just say it was the cat.
Yeah,
we don't go for cheap humor. This isn't Chester Butterfield over here.
This isn't Chester Butterfield. This is high brow.
But we
geopolitics.
We did say send him a rabbit's foot, saying like right now you have a three-legged cat,
and you're about ready to have a two-legged cat.
If you don't move out immediately, not immediately, immediately. Nary a time do you threaten dismemberment of a cat unless you mean business.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this. So, with that being said. Katiana, we needed an update.
Wait, one before. Did you send them an all good? Because yes, that's what we really need to know.
Not yet. I'm waiting for it the night before I move out.
Okay.
I'm going to tell them tomorrow I'm moving out. My security deposit is my June rent. All good.
Okay. Couple things with that. Just briefly, let us know. The good news since the last time we spoke, and then me and Kat are going to rip apart what you just said to us.
But yeah, because I have some criticism.
I'm a little pissed, to be honest.
Maybe you
with
can.
You.
Can you write my, like,
yeah, I think yeah, that you guys should craft.
I'll take
her
it from here.
I don't think you should write Jack.
It was simple.
They come home.
All good.
You are gone.
All good. That's it.
And then if they say anything to you, it's all good.
That's it.
You just say all good in reply.
You stop being a nice person.
And you're not paying June rent because you are not getting that's your security deposit. Like, hello.
You don't need to tell them that. You tell the landlord that. You don't tell them.
You don't tell the landlord that. Okay. You don't tell them that. And you don't tell them you're leaving. You just are gone.
So for the people at home who are on the edge of their seat right now and probably pulling out what's left of their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a new dwelling? Do you have a new place to live?
I did. I signed for a studio. So I get to live by myself.
Lone wolf. Yep.
It's better off that way.
Yeah. This from someone who's happily married and just gave away her wingman.
But after this experience, would you want to live with roommates again?
First of all, I'm not meeting anyone off Sweats in the City.
I've never heard of that.
It was a roommate group.
I'm not going.
We already did a deep dive into this, but it has nothing to do with Sweats. It's just called that. Because they said it was a play on words with Sex in the City, which a play on the words has to make some sort of sense.
Yeah.
You can't just like replace a word with another word. Like it's a play on words. No, it is not.
No, you just can't like, hey, Sweats in the City. And what if like me?
It could be people who go to workout classes together.
Yeah,
it could be people who go to saunas together.
I was thinking it could be people who like sweatpants.
It could be that.
I guess it's they lounge around the house they share together in sweats. I guess that
doing
was what
cocaine.
They,
or it's like,
they, yes, that's well, what they were trying to
do. They dress
to.
Comfortably when they rail cocaine all weekend long.
And move each other out.
Wow. I'm going to have to go back and listen to last
while
week's episode.
While the cat just all over that's the place.
So, yeah. So you got your place. Have you told them you have a place?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
Good.
So far,
all right,
she's
that's good.
Good.
Okay, that's good.
If you did, this is where we would disconnect. Okay, so you have not, if we're playing poker right now, I don't know what's in your hand, correct?
Correct.
That's good.
Yeah, you just keep checking. And if you don't know what that means in Texas Hold'em, you're just saying I'm good.
Because that's causing them stress, which is good because you should want them to suffer.
We haven't spoken. So.
Good, good, good.
Because
make
here's
them,
what...
Make them nervous and think that you will stay.
This is what they are thinking. How to get you out as fast as possible and get your rent money. Because the third person has this person shown up yet?
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Here we go. She stayed
at our apartment last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't tell me. And her suitcase was there. And I checked the tag. And it's her.
She's checking the tags.
Were they doing, was she also doing cocaine?
I don't know. I was gone.
Remember, she's the bankroll.
Yeah.
She's the new bankroll.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to appease her at your expense. So by her being there, they're trying to force you out sooner. Now, when I told you before they were going to do this, now you're seeing it happen before your very own eyes.
They put her suitcase in front of my door.
Oh, wow.
This is petty.
No, this is unbelievable.
This is...
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would also want to live by myself after this.
I mean, they're basically pushing her out. Now she's going to come home and her suitcase is going to be next to her bed.
It's going to be in her shower.
Yeah. You know, all of her clothes will be in the suitcase.
She'll be in the bed.
No, it'll be in a trash bag next to the suitcase, so they're not giving her anything. Did you meet the other girl?
No.
No?
I've been staying to myself. Like I
am now, not- have you retreated? Like, are you staying with friends? Are you taking a long walk? Because if you're walking around the neighborhood, please don't. Because it's just not, you're going to end up with a whole different, you're going to end up with a whole different crew of sweats.
I've been hanging out with friends until like 10:30 at night.
Okay.
And then I'll go home.
So you're doing the miserable married guy. He just hangs out at the bar and they're like, last call, man. He's like, are you sure? You guys
sure?
I feel
like I would just sit in my room all the time and make them uncomfortable that I was there.
You're outnumbered, Devin.
Who cares? They're the ones in the wrong.
And they're on cocaine. You can't unless you...
You think you can out...
You can't out... Like, what are you going to do? Just stare at them? They're going to be like... And they're going to stare back. And you're going to get the crazy eye. And the next thing you know, they're going to be like, you want to try some? And then you're going to be like, no. And then they'll be like, ah, ha, ha. And they're going to tease you. And it's going to backfire. So you just can't mess around with them.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. You don't want to... You can't have a staring contest with somebody on cocaine. You just...
No.
No, because they're playing for keeps. And it might lead to some inappropriateness because it makes you weird. Weird. Like crazy weird. I just watched a special where a guy wanted to try... he was having a bad time and he decided he wanted to try heroin.
Oh, no.
With weed.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They call it an angel stick or something like that. So you take again, I just like for the record, Tyrus and Tim, we do not condone
educational purposes
illegal drug
only.
Use of any kind. But if you must, do not get involved with heroin.
No.
Heroin, no. That plays for keeps. You're an addict after one hit. And so this guy on the TV show, he was depressed, so he thought it would help him. So he had a drug dealer over his house, and the drug dealer rolled his angel stick. And as soon as he took a hit, he went into what could best be described as slow motion.
Oh.
And as his eyes were fading, he watched the drug dealer rob his house, and he couldn't do anything about it.
Oh, my goodness.
So a couple things. Like, one, if you must... If you even have to have him roll it for you, you then show him to the door. Because let's not forget, he's still a criminal. He might be the nicest drug dealer in the world.
He's still a
drug
dealer.
Salt of the earth. But he's a criminal. And he's in to make money. And he clearly is not afraid to take chances to make his money. So your wallet on the counter is nothing. Nothing. He's taking penitentiary chances to bring you this angel stick thing. So he literally couldn't, but he couldn't do anything because he was so high out of his mind that he couldn't stop him. So
that's scary.
So yeah, Tyrus and Timp, we do not condone that.
No, that's a horrible story.
Yeah, it is. It didn't end well. It didn't end well.
So continue with your updates. We're going to. The cat
Hold on,
is
I'm
still
lighting
alive.
My angel stick.
The cat's still alive.
The cat's
that
still alive.
That guy was me.
but the litter box is full still.
It's not that hard. Yeah, it's not.
Do you
it's
just change it out of spite? Because it's like, I told you to take the cat.
Yeah. I don't want that cat. But I know he's
But it's
being,
not
like,
the
abused.
Cat's fault.
I know. That's sad for the cat. I said that you should report them.
She did. She told me to take photos of the litter box, which I have been doing.
Ew.
and report them as.
Well, if you don't report
the landlord,
them, then you just have a bunch of kids. In there. And then what if you get in an accident and your phone opens up and they're like, somebody notify your parents. And
if you get in pee my pants,
someone tell
you get into an accident and the accident causes your phone to unlock.
Yes.
That was my worst nightmare.
And then
yeah.
they go to your photos because why would they go to your photos?
Because they go to look for your family like, and they need to recognize you. Like,
and you just got a bunch of pictures of boxes.
They're like, okay, maybe we should just let this one go.
She was on her way to report the kitty litter, and she got into an accident.
That would be so unfortunate.
They found all the kitty litter
pictures.
It would
be like, kitty litter woman in car accident today. Yeah,
exactly.
Apparently on her way.
Strange fetish.
Yeah. Fetish unleashed. The kitty litter lady in horrific car accident.
And then we would talk about it here on the podcast.
Yeah, she would be a story.
Exactly.
She would be a story. And then we would try to discuss why she was... Take the time it took to take the picture of the kitty litter, she could have cleaned it out.
Exactly.
Don't you dare touch that dial. And if you do have a dial, you need an upgrade. We'll be right back.
There's no need to communicate with these people at all is the bottom line. Because they are assholes. They don't care about you. They are shady. And all their... So there's really nothing like you can gain by communicating with them. All you... do is risk giving them another opportunity to do or say something else up to you.
Right.
So just be gone.
Yeah.
Don't tell them you're leaving. Just be gone.
Power's off. Don't say anything. And then here's what you do. One last little gem. Okay. So you know for a fact that they do cocaine all the time, right?
Correct.
So what I need you to do is go out and buy a bottle of aspirin. Okay.
Okay. And I actually have a bottle already.
And you grind it all up into a fine powder. It'll take you about 5 to 10 minutes probably if you do it right. And you put it in a bag and make it look like it's important. And you keep it somewhere in one of you. Do you have a drawer in the bathroom of some sort?
We have a cabinet, like an over the sink cabinet.
You have to put it into something that they can find. And when they lift it, they go, oh, this is her stash.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they do it, their nose will burn for a really long time. And even though you won't see it, you'll know. You might even hear their cries because it's bad. It's bad.
Okay.
I don't think it causes any permanent damage. I can't confirm or deny that. So
yeah, I have no
idea. It just
idea.
Hurts
yeah.
your nose?
I have no idea.
I may.
But it'd be great to just see you. Like,
that's a good
if
idea.
They see you walk out the door, like with a backpack, but outside of it, just have a big giant bag of white powder.
Be
like,
and have it, all you gotta do is have, as you walk out, they're not gonna be there. Just leave it somewhere to where they can find it. So, okay, I knew this kid.
I don't think you should do that.
Yeah, and they could kill him. I don't know how it works.
It just burnt. Well, no, wait.
I don't know what happens.
I don't think your method.
You
your method doesn't sound like it is a.
Well,
foolproof.
At Camp Cedar Falls, when
I think we should be
fine. I'll just tell you what happened. So, at Camp Cedar Falls, when I was like 9, I was in the bad camp hut, and one of
at
the kids.
9?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't my. I mean, I just walked in, and it was they were singing church songs, and I was like, "Fuck is that?" And they're like. Bad kid camp, so I had to go to the bad camp with all the other bad kids. And one of the kids, apparently his parents, did drugs a lot to where they could see it. So one day he decided to have a party favor party because we were all locked. We weren't allowed to go out to the pool because somebody said something dumb and our counselor wasn't playing. And he broke out aspirin and he ground it up. And he's like, you do this, you do this, you're going to feel so cool. And there's no supervision, you know.
Yeah, this sounds very dangerous.
Yeah. And so I did it and ran around at mock speed with my nose burning. And I think I even contemplated sticking my face in the toilet. It was so bad. It burnt so bad. But I was fine. I mean, life lesson. And never did, you know, that with Lenny Bias dying kind of really sealed the deal for no cocaine for this big guy.
Yeah, I'd say.
But it was a painful lesson. It was a painful lesson. It
I would
was
say,
fact
T.T., Katiana, do not listen to that advice.
Okay, I'll hold off.
Yeah. Maybe
Alka-Seltzer? Or would it happen like what happens to a seagull? Is that a true thing?
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. You guys
Where
never
you...
heard that? People feeding?
What?
You give us If you give an Alka-Seltzer to a seagull,
it
they blow up.
Oh, they blow up?
Because birds can't burp. You never?
I have to Google
that. I've heard that.
But you didn't Google snorting aspirin, but you will Google Alka-Seltzer and a seagull.
My Google searches would be very questionable.
They're already questionable. Just if you get an accident, make sure you delete.
Yeah, your phone automatically opens.
What are you doing, sir?
Exactly.
I'm swallowing my phone.
If you give a seagull Alka-Seltzer, will it explode?
I'm not going to make it out of this. I got to swallow my phone.
Gulls are experts at regurgitating their food and could easily evict an Alka-Seltzer from the stomach if they found themselves in discomfort. Consider this myth well and truly busted.
Oh, man. So I wanted to think it'd be funnier if the
Yeah, this is a kid in the eighth grade I got to go find and punch in the mouth. He literally said it flew in the air and blew up, and we believed him.
Oh, man.
Because we had seagulls in our quad at lunch. They would fly down. These giant gulls would fly down and steal your sandwiches and stuff. And then one of the kids like, I'm bringing Alka-Seltzer. And we're like, why? Give them an Alka-Seltzer. They'll blow up. I've seen it. Liar. Liar. Are you now flipping over to snorting aspirin?
Yeah, I'm trying to look to see
Yeah, see if there's any.
It's all saying it's a bad idea.
Well, snorting anything's a bad idea, according to the mainstream
media. Why snorting powders is a bad idea. Dangerous. Hold on.
Keep in mind, these people are railing cocaine all weekend long. These are not.
Yeah. Okay. Scrap that. So go to CVS, get a box of chocolates. Then go to the other aisle and get laxatives. Put the laxative in the chocolates.
See, that's a
leave
bad
it
get
in
them
the
to shit on the floor themselves.
That's at least over the counter.
So they can feel. so is aspirin.
No, I'm saying that's a good. Is it? Is a laxative over the counter?
Yes.
But
yes.
So it is aspirin.
All it takes is one.
But they probably won't eat chocolate. You probably have to pretend they're like shrooms or something.
They're on cocaine. Yeah, they're going to eat the chocolate. They're going to be like, they're literally going to be like, oh, she left this. What a dumb ass. And they're going to eat it all, probably selfishly. And the three of them will be sitting there. How many bathrooms do you have in that apartment?
Just one.
Oh, so it's going to be banging on the door. Like, I need to get in. You know what?
Gonna use the
Somebody's not going to make it. Somebody's not going to make it.
Wow.
Yeah.
One bathroom.
Yeah. That sounds like
one bathroom and
sounds like
multiple people
cup
on cocaine. Yes. I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
That sounds terrible. That sounds terrible and awesome. That's what I would do. And that literally is a very minimal. I think the laxative will be like $7.95 or something like that. And the chocolate, get the one with a nice box because you want them to open it. Like they undo the ribbon. I think they're like $13 at CVS. And that way they think it's, oh wow, she forgot her Stouffer's or whatever it's called. They'll open the nice box and it'll have the little brown paper thing, like it's fancy, and they'll pull it open.
You probably have to make like brownies and mix in the laxatives. Right?
No, Devin. Oh my God, man.
Well,
you always do this. Why do you do this? This idea was going so well and now you want to. I don't have time to make brownies. Do you have time to make brownies?
Me?
Oh, Tatiana.
No, the other intern with the crazy roommates.
I mean, yeah, but I don't want to make them brownies.
Thank you. Even evil
but
brownies take time.
Brownies, yeah.
Yeah, you still got to put love in evil brownies. Put the laxatives in the chocolate. It takes 3 seconds. And put it back in there. They'll eat it. Trust me. And even though you won't know it, you'll know it.
Are they strictly cocaine or do they do other drugs?
They smoke a lot of weed, which is...
Pretend it's edibles. Like, that could be another way to do it. Because I don't know if they just eat regular candy because they don't seem like they waste time with things that aren't going to f*** them up.
They eat.
They definitely eat edibles. They definitely do. I could leave them the plate of brownies if I wanted to make them and then write a little, all good with a heart.
I would do that.
Yeah.
And then their diarrhea trap.
See what we did here? This is how this works. Someone throws an idea. It gets molded. It's like clay. You know, we're trying to make a vase of hate here. And we went all in different areas.
Imagine if they listened to this.
Yeah, did you ever think of that?
No,
quite possibly.
I did not.
Yeah, like they're waiting on her when she gets home, sitting down, tired in a chair, and be like, start eating these brownies. They trump your moves?
I doubt that they will listen.
Yeah.
They don't support my work or your work.
They don't support anything.
Yeah. No, they stand for nothing. So, yeah, I like that. I think we're all in agreement. I think even Devin, who will try to find a hole in it.
I think that's a better plan than the previous plan that was.
Listen, it's how it works.
We just needed to talk it out.
We had to figure it out.
Yeah, we needed to talk it out.
Because I would handle things very differently.
Right.
I would have already beaten them all up.
That's why we
had them serving on me in the house and afraid to sleep.
Right.
Like
that's why we just
need
to talk it out.
I would have made an example of the new friend and that person would have ingested their new suitcase.
Yeah, well.
As I watched.
Yeah, I would have invited friends over to stay for weeks.
And the cat would have been gone.
We all handle things differently.
Yeah. Well, not all of us have a wingman, and yours is gone. So
mine's gone.
Do it solo. But yeah, it never would have happened, because when I would have said get out, they would have just left. I mean,
that's true.
One of the benefits of being a monster. You know, one growl typically, especially small cocainers, they're paranoid anyway.
Little cocainers.
Yeah. They're
little cocainers.
Cocainers get a little paranoid real quick. Like, I'll see you in your sleep, bro. Oh, speaking of which, real quick, do you guys ever have dreams where you yell at something?
Yeah.
Okay, I had one today on the plane.
And you, like, yelled out loud?
Yeah.
And you're...
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, I had one in Utah a couple weeks ago.
On the plane?
No, in my hotel room. But it was like, I don't know why. But I always have these dreams where I can't move or can't do anything. You guys have those?
No.
So I have to, like, push against everything. Like, everything's, the atmosphere, like, pushes against me. So I have to, like, one of the things about being really strong, one of the most scariest thing is not being able to be strong. So maybe that's where that comes from psychologically. So if you can throw a lot of weight around and you're this big, strong guy, the scariest thing in the world is have somebody come at you. And if you went to hit them, you couldn't move.
Ah.
And no matter how hard you try, you can't move. And when you do move, it's so slow and it's going to be weak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like psychology for a guy. The worst thing in the world is to punch another guy and him not move or flinch, because all your manhood is now his. I know this because I've been punched by guys, and when they throw it, they had all the favorite intentions in the world and they realize that they made a horrible mistake. And it's not so much even the beatdown that comes after that that's psychologically bad. It's knowing that you punched a guy and he basically was like, did someone leave a window open?
But so you're having one of these dreams.
When I have a nightmare, that's usually what it is. It's something to that effect. And they're usually weird. Like, I had one a couple weeks ago where Kat was my ride to football practice. But
no, that would never work.
No. It was like the weirdest thing where, like, she was only there for 3 days. So, like, she just volunteered to give me a ride to practice, but I didn't know where she was. And I couldn't find my helmet. So I was looking, I always...
What a disaster of a day.
Frantic.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Because you can't go on the field without your helmet.
Right.
You know, and then when I do find my helmet, I get on the field, my shoes are gone. Like, I have those crazy dreams, right? And so I'm on the plane today, and I had a dream where somebody was trying to rob me, right?
Okay.
And I was in a house with, like, these big, long stairs, and there was, like, a fence. And it was all these kids jumping over the fence. And they kept jumping over the fence. And I came down there and I was like, hey, why are you doing this? Why do you keep hopping the fence? Use the gate. I built this for you guys. Like, it was something for the community or something. And then out of nowhere, this guy was like, hey, give me your money. And I was like, no. And he had a weird weapon that, like, he could throw it. And he kept threatening to throw it at me. And for some reason, when I went to stand up to go deal with him, because for some reason I was sitting down, and I couldn't move. I couldn't get up. And, like, he was throwing the thing, and every time he threw it, it got a little closer to me, but it didn't quite hit me.
Oh, no.
And he kept throwing it. Shut up, Devin. And he kept throwing it. And then I see a policeman walking down the street, and I go, policeman, like, do something. And it woke me up because I yelled, policeman, in my chair on the plane, which prompted the flight attendant to come over and say, did you need something to drink? I was like, I know I was dreaming, but I did yell for a policeman, so I'm not thirsty. But it was awkward. And then she kept bringing me things because I think because of the sound of a plane, I think she thought I yelled something like horrible service or like where's the flight attendant or something. So she brought me 2 meals, a ginger ale, a ton of water, wipes, and
pair of wings.
Pair of wings. So it sounded, in my mind, it sounded like I yelled policeman. It was a really
Maybe
weird
you
dream.
Didn't.
What rhymes with policeman that would make a flight attendant bring you gifts and food, guys?
Maybe you just screamed and she thought you were in distress. Were you sitting next to anybody? They
no,
didn't
no, it was empty. It was a ghost town.
Wow.
It was a ghost town.
Lucky for you.
Yeah. Okay. You don't ever do that? You never had a dream?
No, I've woken myself up from screaming or jolting myself awake or something like that, but never on an airplane, no.
Cat, where's the word? You've never woke up?
I've been on a plane where my snoring has woke me up. Right. I've also had where I shout and it wakes me up too, for sure.
But you always like to be by yourself when you shout.
Right.
Yeah, because you freak out the other person.
Yeah, or they ask you dumb questions like, what were you dreaming about? Like,
I don't know.
No, like, shut up.
Whatever it was bad. I hit the eject
button. Yeah, it wasn't going well.
Hit the eject.
If you yell out, that's like, I'm getting out. Have you ever had a dream that sucked and woke up and be like, oh, and then went back to sleep and the dream was waiting on your ass?
And it continues, yes.
Yes. Devin?
Yes, I have had that.
So you wake up again and you're like, not going back to sleep.
Just like, I'll lay here.
I'm moving on. I'm not having this dream anymore. And it's, with me, it's always, I always lose something and can't find it.
But then in the morning when you fall back to sleep and then you wake up again, do you forget? I always forget my original. If I had a bad dream, I'm like, oh, I forgot it. I just remember that it was bad.
I think you remember it for like an hour. Then you go about my day and then I'll be like, what the hell was I dreaming about? I was just laughing because I yelled out policeman like an airplane. And I was just like, what the hell? And she was like, would you like some eggs? Because you know they give you the choices. And post-pandemic, choices on flights aren't good anymore.
I don't get meals on my flights. I get a choice of Biscoff or Stroopwafel. I sit, way in the back.
Oh, that's not my fault.
Yeah, now I know.
But you try to make me feel. I'm not going to feel
bad. No, but
bad.
I don't. You said you asked, when they ask you if you want eggs.
You've never and got a meal on a plane before, Devin?
I've never flown, no. Well, yeah.
So you have, in
but they've
fact.
They've never asked me if I wanted eggs.
They're like, they give you a choice when they offer you a meal, Devin. Devin, have you flown first class before?
No.
Never.
Never.
And you've never had a long flight over 2 hours where they ask you, would you like the chicken or would you like the vegetable au gratin?
No, you usually have to buy. Well, you'd have to buy it. And I'm not buying any meals.
Oh, man, this is like interviewing Amber Heard. Were you ever given a choice?
Have you ever eaten chicken on an airplane?
No.
Yes or no?
Given a choice of foods?
No. No.
So there was no reason for you to say anything, Kat.
Yeah.
You could have said something. You could have just listened.
Yeah, every time we tell a story, like, just so you know, I don't relate to that.
Yeah, I never was in French class.
I wasn't.
Okay, you know what? Forget it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Kat, do you have anything?
No. I kind of got to pee, so.
Yeah, well, I got to pee,
where it wraps
too.
Up.
This must be a group.
Where it wraps up here.
But luckily here at Fox, we have more than one bathroom.
Yeah, we do. We have multiple bathrooms.
Yeah, so with that.
And there's not cat shit all over the floor.
No. And by cat, we mean the animal.
Or anyone.
Yeah.
I also don't shit on the floor. Not to brag.
No, not to brag. You have.
Yeah.
How many days is that?
I use a toilet.
32
yeah,
years
I use
without
a toilet.
Incident?
Yeah, I use a toilet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
Anything else, Devin?
No, well, I was just going to ask what you learned today, but.
I think I've learned the same thing I've been learning for about how long, Kat? Four years now? That Devin, if it's not about Devin, she gives zero.
Yeah,
zero.
I learned that apparently my husband is supposed to be my wingman. We're supposed to be out on the town looking for new people to bang.
Jesus, that means.
That's what I learned. I didn't know that's what it meant.
Ingrid's my wingman? She
you
didn't like going to the club with me.
I'm going to give Cam a phone call after this. Say,
hey,
why
wingman,
you're not,
yeah. Whoa,
why
what's
are
going
we not?
On?
We are really slacking.
Yeah, my action is
I've
down.
Not been looking for, I have no
yeah,
new people
I
to bang.
I haven't had one date with a stranger since I've married you. This is bull.
Yeah.
Worst
I haven't had one date
ever.
I haven't had
ever.
One other man. I haven't had any strange
not
men.
Even, not even a conversation.
Since I married you, yeah.
You've not asked me out to the club once to go cruise chicks since we got together. I want a divorce. And then maybe then you'll learn what a wingman is. Huh? You like that? All
so
right.
So we could just get a copy of that speech so we can show it to our.
Yeah.
I'll send it over.
Yeah,
my 6-minute speech, I'll send it'll
be excellent.
Right on over.
Yeah, since it was so hard for you to remember.
Well, for more podcasts that are exactly just like this one.
Just like this. You can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. I'm Tyrus. She's the cat. Thank you, Katiana, Cat TT, whatever the hell your name is. Devin, take us home.
Enough said.
Really wish you would say enough sometimes. Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.